Gar, we're starting the episode. Gar? Gar!
Put away the Ultraman. Gar? We have to talk about
Ultraman.
Put away
Ultraman. Ultraman Orm.
We have to talk about Ultraman.
Cue the roll call.
We're live!
Zenkai Gan!
Broadcast. Loading.
Connect.
Watching all the anime. Redcaster. Show Raven.
Equipment Wielder. Bluecaster. Cheetah's Azeel.
Loyal and Loud. Pinkcaster. Lightred.
Explorer from the Unknown. Yellowcaster. Auto Guard.
One Little Spark of Courage. Dreamcaster. Global Soft Perka.
Broadcasting loud and opinionated perspectives across the internet.
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger.
On air!
Welcome to episode 110 of Radio Sentai Cast Ranger.
Swear to God, if you watch Ultraman Orb without me, I'll fucking kill you.
I'll kick you in the orbs.
just
Rider kick you in the orbs. I love how you just like look down. I'm like, is it worth it? Weighing my options. Ultraman orb? My orbs.
Zenyatta's orbs. Welcome to Radio Sentai Caster into the Overwatch discussions will never stop. Bye, Overwatch.
All right.
I'm sorry. I'm so happy.
Moving on. So, joining us in place of Northcaster is our good friend, Miss Dreamcaster. Please say hi.
Hi.
Yeah, Cell's beautiful voice apparently is in bad shape, so he
is that why he's not here?
Yeah, he said his voice was a little scratchy.
So my voice is probably worse than his, and I'm still here.
This is terrible because it's been really.
I literally just fucking finished with the halls.
Okay, quick, super happy note for Ichi and I and any fans of Ninja Sex Party, Twerp or Starbomb. Ninja Sex Party and Starbomb are doing a show in Toronto.
Antwerp.
Because they're local. They're doing it August 27th and a second show August 28th.
They're doing the Friday show the 26th.
Oh, sorry.
And the second show is Sunday the 28th.
That's what I meant. Sorry.
The Opera House in Toronto.
Yes. So Ichi and I threw some bullshit at first. We managed to get VIP tickets because Ichi had a fucking quick-ass hand.
With my eBay auction sniping skills,
yes.
I got us VIP tickets,
so because,
which includes the meet and greet.
Yes,
yeah.
So we pretty much get to meet all of Ninja Sex Party, Aaron from Gang Crumbs, who's also part of Starbomb, and then Tupperware Remix Party, even though we'll be seeing them at Com Bravo, which,
yeah.
That'll be great. But we're fucking excited. So
my hands were actually shaking as I...
I know, I was sitting in a Tim Hortons and I was just watching my time on my phone just be like, it's 11. I'm waiting for a message just of Ichi saying, we got it! And
we got it!
Yep. And that saved Ichi's day.
Yeah, well, it made my morning good. Then the rest of the day happened.
I fucking know, right?
Yeah. What the fuck are you laughing at?
Because I was at home relaxing.
I hate That's you. Nice. I was at work making money. So
yeah, we were at work making money, fucker.
And I'm going to be doing that again on Sunday.
What day was that?
The concert?
No, I'm just trying to parse what I was doing when you guys were doing
things. They got the tickets.
We're talking about today. We got the tickets at 11. This morning.
Accidentally forgot to take off the dog's diaper and she peed all over the place.
Wait. Your dog wears a diaper?
Okay,
wow.
Before we get into that
dog
conversation,
does wear a diaper.
I think we should talk about ghosts.
Actually, before we talk about that, we have something else to talk about.
Yeah.
Actually, let's see that for the end.
We should probably do it now.
Okay.
I'm going to step out because I feel that I don't have authority to
No, you can
no, that's
stay.
Fine.
You can
stay
here.
Emily. It's okay.
Alright.
You just don't deserve it. Just give me a second, I just want to make sure I've got the full name here. So, apologies for the somber note, but a friend of ours passed away this last week.
Yeah.
Earlier this week, I don't remember exactly what day, but...
Wednesday.
Was it Wednesday? Like,
yeah.
At 1:59 a.m., while live streaming, apparently, as I'm told,
yep.
Our friend... Darren Jenna Belizzi, who we refer to as DJ, apparently suffered from a heart attack and passed away while he was live streaming.
With the camera on him.
With the camera on?
Yep.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, like, thankfully, Twitch took down his account immediately thereafter, so that video isn't still up.
Yeah, but I'm told that it was actually one of his viewers that called 911.
Yeah.
Because they saw him collapse on the camera, and I think at least one of them knew his address.
Yeah.
Thankfully.
But we do know that he was very well-respected among the streaming community and the World of Warcraft community, so because he's been a long-time player of World of Warcraft, so...
We've seen an outpouring of affection from his family and his friends and everyone who ever associated with him over the last couple of days. And knowing that 911 was called immediately, we can at least rest easy knowing that everything that could have been done was done.
Yeah.
So hopefully there's no regrets by anyone.
Thankfully he had the camera on because his parents were upstairs sleeping.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, they wouldn't have known until the next morning.
But our thoughts and prayers go out to his family, so rest in peace, DJ.
This episode of Cast Ranger is dedicated to you, our friend.
Yep.
Please watch over us from the next life.
I really don't want to make the bad joke. Now we're transitioning into Ghost.
I wasn't going to say it.
Wow.
All right. Cue the Ghost Club. She don't keep Alright, so, Ghost 38, I will say this. This was a very interesting episode. I did not hate it at all. It was actually pretty cool. There was a lot of different things they added into this episode, and I'm going to say the one thing, and I know Raven's going to agree with me.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit, Seki have had a fucking such a fun time voicing all those heroes.
Yes.
Like, Jesus Christ.
All of the Seki.
I just like how the first time he summons all of them, we actually see him go through the painstaking process. Like, pull the switch, hit the button, pull the switch, hit the button, pull the switch, hit the button.
Hey,
all the sound effects, 15 times.
Hey,
that's
right.
And then he does it again later in the episode. It's just one button.
Hey, that sounds like my job. Pull the switch, pull it up. Pull the switch, pull it up.
No, your job is washing dishes, Gar. Nice.
Exactly.
Try.
Pull the lever, take it up. Pull the lever, take it up.
There's a dish lever?
Yes.
Yeah, we have a dishwasher named Betsy. She's
That's
very
actually
handy.
And
cool.
An oven named Baxter.
Baxter, and then Frankie the cappuccino machine.
What the fuck?
It's because it's the name of older.
It sounds like a hit
one.
Show in the movie.
Right.
What's your favorite idea?
And speaking of
hey, Baxter, how are you feeling today? Well, I'm feeling really hot. Cue laugh track.
So speaking of kids show, let's talk about the fact that Javert has literally devolved into nothing but comic relief now.
Yeah.
Like beyond
question. I felt bad for the guy.
He actually, he made the exact face of that sad cat picture. I don't know if it happened or anything.
Oh, I know.
It's this really sad cat that looks like it's about to cry. And he made the exact face that cat has made.
No, and what's worse is, like, Takaru spots him in the woods, and then he decides to transform into Tokambus, goes up to fight him, and Javert is just like,
No!
I know I can't kick your ass! Please don't make me try to kick your ass!
I've lost to everyone I've ever fought! What am I fighting for?!
Yeah, he's even like, I've lost to Alan! He's a fucking... pussy-ass bitch, and I lost to him!
I love how this clearly defines that he never really had any loyalty to his superiors. He just wanted to fight fuckers, because now that he can't do that, he doesn't care that his associate is getting murdered 10 feet away from him.
Oh, and quickly, it was really stupid is just, oh man, that icon you have, Takaru, has a lot of potential, like, you know, infinite potential. We should call it the Mugen icon.
You know,
like that thing that it's already been fucking called, and it's on the fucking icon!
It says Mugen when you fucking activate it, and it says it on the top of it!
I hate Akari so much for this.
He's a ghost, he can't hear.
It's not Akari who said that, it was Sage who said that.
Fucking dumbass motherfucker.
Okay, this episode definitely indicated that Sage, dumb fuck, in the ghost world, I don't remember
his name. Edith? His name is Edith.
Edith. Are two separate people. Because how that? Because there is no way Sage was able to transport himself into the Gamma world that fast.
But we don't know how much time has gone by between that scene and the other scene.
Like, matter of minutes.
He's an evil clone.
No,
that's impossible.
We confirmed Edith's evil, so... What?
Okay, can I bet he's a brother? That's my bet.
We also got Adele fusing with the Gon Misers because I guess he was just like, I want you...
We don't feel like drawing unique... No, you know what it was? We don't feel like drawing unique designs and coming up with powers for the rest of them, so just... Fuck it! Pile them all on me!
No. I want all 12 of you of me inside me.
I want all 12 of you inside me at once.
And his head turned into a giant cherry, and you could say it popped.
Yeah, his face bloomed.
So you could say his cherry
popped. When he first transformed into, like, his monster form, like, I just see, like, he's this giant, like, flat, like, bulb. And I was like, and then he immediately just blooms. I was like, okay, it's a bit better, but still silly.
Yeah.
And... okay, so the whole main plot of this episode was just, like, Takeru was trying to prove that, like, oh, yes, I have this amazing infinite power, but, you know, I still want to use the 15 heroes because they're important.
I still need the plot balls.
Yeah. So, decides to fight Adele as Grateful, and I'm like, are you stupid?
I
just love how consistently in this episode, Takeru just gives a giant middle finger to everyone he fights. Adele comes up, use Mugen, fight me. Fuck you, Grateful Form! Gyro comes up, use Mugen to fight me.
And then the theme song starts playing, it's great.
Shiver shows up, Tokam.
Fuck you, Base Form! Motherfucker! Yeah, Shiver, Tokam! I got a middle finger and a form for each of you!
He's just trying so hard.
Middle fingers.
No, but he's trying not to be dependent on his one super form. And then he's
which
just
is
realized,
dumb!
And no, and then he's just like, no.
Mugen is here to clear out the Gon Miser playing field so we can use the Dragon Balls to wish me back to life.
Gyro shows up. Use your ultimate form, Takeru. I got a life in icons. Guess which one I'm not. Guess which one I don't have now.
It was really cute seeing Adele.
I'm here to live life and use icons.
It was
and I'm all out of life.
It was cute seeing Alan, like, thinking he was dying.
Yeah.
And, like, he's like, oh, I'm dying. Ken's like, no, you just have muscle strain, it's okay. And he's like, your body sucks.
Being human sucks.
It's like, am I dying? No, your muscles are just, you know, stretched out and terrible right now.
No, I'm probably dying.
That's like, fucking humans.
I was actually really expecting him to just be like, I need takoyaki. That'll make everything better.
Alan is so chaste, it's not even debatable.
He's gonna die.
They both became human.
He's gonna die.
Okay, but if they make a Necrom movie, because, like, you know, the Chase movie was great because, like, they gave him emotion so he could act like a human. So, what do you do with Alan?
He already has emotions.
Have
I know.
No, sorry. Discover love and go out with Canon.
Well, that actually makes
sense.
Yeah. He's like 15. He's like 3,000 years old.
Why I stopped caring?
That's
about...
That's why it'll be like
as long as there's love, it doesn't matter.
It'll be like a couple years after the show.
Don't put that fucking age doesn't matter bullshit on me, motherfucker.
I bet you guys ship bubbling.
Who's bubbly? What?
I'm sorry, that was a really dumb joke that I was really. It's the.
I just don't know the reference.
It'll be a couple years later. We don't need to introduce the Romeo and Juliet clause here.
When I stopped caring about the perfect world and started loving canon.
Wait, so Alan.
I learned
I'm trying to think of the like the couple name for Alan and Canon.
Al-Anon.
There you go.
Yes, Al-Anon.
Or alternative, Callan.
I like Callan. There you go. Hashtag Callan.
Or Canon, because Canon Alan.
Wouldn't it be funny if Alan just no? Wouldn't it have been funny if just Alan had the fucking hots for Fumi? And then just like, no, and then, no, and then she died, and he's like, oh, fuck, and then he just looks like Fumi's granddaughter.
You'll do.
All right, you make takoyaki. No, that's just like, that's his first preference for like, go, like, he signs up on a dating website or something. It's
must
just,
be
like,
able to make takoyaki.
Must be able to make takoyaki, or completely not, entirely not interested.
God, Alan on Tinder.
Must love takoyaki.
Yeah, fucking Gamma World Tinder.
Left swipe.
Oh, look at that. Look at that eyeball.
That
it's
would
really
be
smooth. Purple. Ugh.
Hey, we saw through the Alan chapter that their society and like worships round shit. So yeah.
Pros wants to create the perfect utopia. Cons hates war and discrimination.
Humans are puny.
Must like blue skies.
I'm just imagining your son on there.
Okay, I know what a thumbnail for this episode is. It just needs to be a Tinder profile, and just a picture of a Tinder profile, just with the Necrom icon, or Alan or something.
No, we already agreed the thumbnail was going to be Onari's CPR face.
I don't know, I kind of want to see yours in Tinder profile.
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh my god.
No, each of you are doing that, you're making an Alan Tinder profile, I'm sorry.
What do you send me a fucking message so I remember to do this?
Just the actual profile image is just that shot of her, of the thing wrapped in a towel after a bath.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Okay, so let's get into the Onari, with Javert. Onari once again!
They're becoming...
Amazing character.
He and Javert are becoming best buds.
No, but, like, it was amazing. Javert was just, like, out of, like, I can't life at all.
A bunch of times he just like sits in the corner and gets all fetal position. It's hilarious.
No, but it's sad because he's like, he doesn't know what to live for. And then Onari is just like, you have lots to live for. Go find it. Like, there's more to life than just fighting dudes and trying to prove that you're strong.
Telling that to the person who's been fighting his whole life. Telling him that there's more to life.
Like Onigiri.
But how has his entire life been based off fighting if he lives in a world where there's no war?
He is the enforcer. He always has been.
He's been their police.
Don't fight or I'll fight you!
He's the riot police.
Don't fight or I'll fucking murder you.
Protect the environment or I'll fucking kill you.
I am the other guy who can fight like me.
Say one more word and I'll blast you off this planet. No, rip your fucking balls
I don't give a shit if you're also immortal.
Oh, but yeah, so Onari tried to give Javert CPR, and Javert's like, no!
That woke him up.
Onari gave him food, and just Javert lost his shit over it. He's like, oh my god! Onigiri! Wait, what's that? Chicken cutlet. Cutlet.
And then he cuts back to him, and Onari is just upset. He's just like,
so dejected, just like, it's delicious.
The funny thing, I
didn't want it to be, but it is.
Like, listening and watching Javert this whole episode made me realize what he is. He's like a professional PvP gamer who finally lost to someone who's better than him, and now he doesn't know what the fuck to do with his life.
I have no idea what the
No, fuck he lost is. To some fucking beginner scrub who just got lucky, and he's just like,
oh,
it's not fair. But and then he went to go fight him again, but by that time the scrub already has gotten tons of experience, so he's already super fucking good and he can't beat him because
he uses a lot of cash shop items.
Exactly. And then he tries to win with microtransactions, and Onari, just being that sympathetic player, is just like, no, you don't need microtransactions to get better. Just go find another class to play. Yeah. Be a chef or something.
But,
God, you're right.
I wonder what Cube is up to.
Who?
Cube?
No.
Yeah.
He's probably, finding people to contract with, right?
Yeah.
Shh, don't talk about fucking Madoka. I haven't watched it.
I like when, Makoto was fighting, who I'm referring to as Shadow Makoto, when he had his arm locked in with him, he, like, henched with the other arm.
We still don't know what the fuck he is, or at least DC still doesn't know what the fuck he is yet.
It's the clone saga.
Plot twist. Fuck that.
I'll find out eventually.
If they don't explain it, can we tell you?
If they don't. If we never see him again.
You know, like Adele's closet of...
Yeah, the fucking closet was great! Just ring him out on hangers if you must.
This is just a shit ton of Makoto in that room.
But yeah, speaking of Adele, my favorite scene this whole episode is just like Takeru's like, yeah, we're gonna bust out all the heroes and we're gonna fight the fucking Gon Misers. And then all of the heroes get immediately fucking destroyed.
I know. I just see Goemon, I'm like, yeah, Goemon! Oh, Goemon. Yes, Sansa! Oh.
Once again, Edison just says, I am Edison!
Edison!
Edison is grouped
as
now.
He's dying. Again.
Yeah, if they ever dub over Colorado Ghost, we just need the Edison Dimashi to just be voiced by fucking Vin Diesel. Do that shit.
So then when Takaru fights Ghost, it's like a super inspirational scene because it's like, oh, I've got all the heroes, and he cycles through all their forms.
Starting with Musashi, and then he...
No, before that, there is a scene where, like, Musashi, like, he summons all the 15 heroes, and Musashi's just like, oh, no, you've matured so much, you don't need us anymore, our task is complete, and he's like, no, I still need you. Nah, you're good.
I love how in that scene he, like, organizes the icons, and he's like, all of mine up front, Makoto Nichan's over there, and Alan's two over here in the back.
Yep. Gyro wants to fight him, whatever, like that. He even goes up to Dedell when he's like, I want to fight. I know I can defeat him. He's like, are you sure, bud?
You sure? That?
I got this. I'm the suit actor, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
All right.
Gyro, will leave that bitch spinning.
Gyro. Please have me a Gyro.
Yeah, God, and we proceed to see Seiji Takawa. I butchered his name, so sorry.
Takaiwa.
Beating the shit out of Takaru, but the entire time I'm just seeing him, I'm like, alright, stunt double, rolling on the ground, stunt double. But it was cool just seeing him, like, outside of being in a rider suit, just kicking ass.
No, Gyro fighting. Blade move. Vise move. Drop kicks Takaru. Kabuto move.
No, this is Gar watching him fight.
So Takaru cycles through all his forms, and it's during this scene that we get something very interesting. We see Himiko, Ryoma, and Goemon on the base form suit.
Okay, I'm gonna make a complaint for a second. Really bullshit he didn't use fucking Spectre or Necron.
I know, right? I wanted to see him use all of them.
The Ghost Driver has unique sounds built into the Grimm and Sanzo icons. There was no goddamn excuse they couldn't have used them.
And he's already used Houdini, so we know it's not a case of, I just can't use theirs.
Yes, Gar.
Okay, to comment on what you just said. Makoto was dead. Like, Makoto was quote-unquote dead at that time.
That doesn't matter. He still got the icons because he just used Grateful.
That doesn't matter. Number two... The only reason why he only used his icons in battle is because, like, it's like your Pokemon team, man. You start off with your OG team, and you just want to build up their stats because we all have to get stronger together, just my team. You guys are all a part of this, but I'm going to just work with my core team.
That's bullshit! Why wouldn't he also want an EXP share to Spectres and Grimm?
I wanted to see Ghost Sanzo Dimashi.
I want to see Ghost Grimm Dimashi!
We don't really have a budget.
Fuck a budget!
Did you see those explosions this week?
Okay, let me rephrase that. We're losing budget.
But yeah,
They're fucking jackets!
Okay, number two.
I'm also going to pay for all the Makotos.
Also, number two. Or three, if you're paying attention.
Number three.
You know, where are all our designers? Oh, they're working on an X-Aid right now. What are we going to do with all these? You know,
we don't need designers. They're fucking modular. They go on it.
Yeah, but they have to have the designer to change the form, though.
It's like how with O's. They had no excuse.
No, they don't, because every time you put a form on a body that's not matched up with it, they just use... the horn that matches the form anyway, which means they don't give a shit enough to change the horn. The only time they ever did was when Spectre used Edison at the start of the show. Every other time they just use whatever horn is attached to that ghost instead of the rider using it.
My voice is
which
gone.
Is bullshit! Either this has been Belt Mechanics with Ichi!
He proceeds to use every form that he has. Kicks a shit ton of ass, and every single time he, like, transform, you just hear, like, the hero saying something encouraging to him.
Yeah. You did a thing! You did a different thing! Woo!
Yeah, I do things.
I like that you did things!
We all stand beside Makoto.
Takaru. Yeah, you just see Nobunaga, like, all of Alan and Makoto is just like, well...
Guess we're not included in this.
We suck.
No, see you guys
good.
Screw you guys! And good!
See you guys next time he uses Grateful.
Yeah.
Hey, same time at the party? You bet you.
Bet right. Your ass.
There's a party inside Takaru and you're all invited.
No!
Please.
It'd be cool if you just, like, they go inside the Icon Driver G and there's just a giant fucking party going on.
Giant rave going on.
Yeah, just giant rave.
That's what powers it, though.
No, wait, let him finish.
Oh my god. You know what I just realized? You know how, like, when we saw that first, like, kind of, like, music video thingy when, like, Ghost was out and, like, the icons were all moving and shit and we thought they were, like, set? And we hoped that it wasn't a thing. Boy, they took a while for that to... Be like, you know what, let's just make them, they can move around and shake and shit. Fuck it.
And despite that, all the icons fucking spill out onto the ground twice this episode.
At least, you know what, at least they didn't come from a spaceship.
And I love how he just picks one up, and I'm just thinking,
you saw that video, huh?
Hey, can all you, like, icons just, like, float back into my jacket so I don't have to pick you up? Thanks.
I don't know why there's no official icon storage
unit. I know, right?
Yeah,
it should be slots on his belt.
Can we please have a premium Bandai icon sack?
No.
Icon sack!
Well, that's what it is, isn't it?
Premium Bandai exclusive. Oh, fuck. What's his name? The guy who died first 10 episodes. Black guy. Hat. Glasses.
Oh, Sayanji?
Sayanji suitcase.
I was like, black guy?
No.
Guy in black. Cool.
The Sayanji suitcase.
Confirmate.
With the driver. And you can, like, make the sounds.
And you have all 15.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Oh, my goodness.
I'd be surprised if they didn't put that out.
No, but me and Ichiro were complaining the fact that, like, he didn't have, like, an icon slot for his belt, which would have been cool.
He just pulls them out of his ass like every other recent writer.
So, yeah.
Where'd you get that grenade?
I don't know.
Destroys Gyro and, like, which, at that time, is, Adele's strongest general. How the fuck is Igor, like, still a thing?
Yeah, where the fuck is he?
Like, I don't give a shit about him anymore.
Where is Igor? Sitting down somewhere thinking about how much he hates Akari.
Yeah, sitting in a bar just, like, still rubbing his
cheek. Still rubbing that cheek, like,
fucking hate that bitch!
I hate her!
No, this is what freaking, you know.
I just hate her.
He's just fucking off right
now. Oh my god.
Stop jerking off, Gar.
Can we please, in next week's episode, because next week's episode we see Necrom wielding both the Gangun Hand and the Gangun Catcher.
Yep.
Can we just have Igor, be defeated just by him bitch slapping him
with the
both
hands.
Fucking weapons
that
and just explodes?
That would be amazing.
I'm really hoping you're calling.
You slapped me.
Omega Slap!
Well, the thing is, like, the hand mode of the Gangun Hand, the name of the Hisats for the hand mode is apparently Omega Smush.
Smush.
Because I have the toy, and that's what it says.
Cherry Squatch.
Once I get my Gangun Catcher, I'm fucking taking a picture of myself with your Gangun Hand, just fucking...
See, the question is, all of them are, like, eyeball-themed. Why are their hands?
You don't... round things. Round things. Like
hands are round!
Right.
I don't know.
No, hands like to touch round things.
Well, see, if I clench my hand in a fist, it's round.
I mean, you're right, but...
All I can imagine is someone squeezing an eyeball.
I don't know, ghost, horrible. Ghost hands.
Ball fondler. Also, next week is Pink Necron.
Okay.
All right. Zoojer episode 20.
I fucking love
this
Ando Misao.
Are we already on episode 20?
Yes, we are.
Oh.
We're almost at the halfway point for this series.
Oh.
I know, right?
Oh.
Soldier's so good.
It is.
Alright, so this is the episode where they're trying to convince Mondo Misao to join the team. Still fucking love that name, by the way.
I know, Mondo is the perfect name
Mondo
for the
Misao.
World.
Anyways, I'm actually going to sit out the rest of this podcast because I'm about to pass out.
Aww.
First and foremost, the world is awesome.
Well,
That's all I gotta say about this episode.
We knew
he's
that.
Fucking cool.
Okay, bye, Raven.
He's Zuo the world
Raven.
Now.
Bye.
Why is
don't
that,
give me that look.
Why is it that every episode now?
What was amazing about this character is okay if I talk about Emily? Alright. So, he's a lot like Emily. I noticed that.
No, bullshit. I called it first.
No, and we both called it.
No, I noticed it first.
We were both there. Okay, no. Fuck you. We both called it.
I noticed it first.
Anyways, so, well, okay, would you like to explain it for yourself? Go for it.
I'm just imagining, did you guys, like, were you, like, sitting and watching the episode and you just, like, looked at each other and were like...
No, I just was like...
Just for the record, it was only them two. I watched the episode by myself earlier today.
I was just, like, I was in shock. Like, not in a bad way, mind you. This whole, like, seeing you and Misa as both the same, like, kind of character traits and stuff is amazing. And in such a positive way. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah, Lane was sitting in the chair. I was laying on the couch. I'm like, you know who this person...
You need to tell us that part.
It's like, you know who this reminds me of? And he's like, who? I'm like, Emily.
And I just look over like...
And you're like, oh. Yeah, as the episode goes on. Oh. Oh.
Alright. Well, quickly. So Emily, she tends to get a bit nervous and stuff. And, like, she just, like, she feels, like, very negative about herself. And... You shouldn't have to, especially around us, my dear, because we fucking love you. Don't forget that. You are
one of us.
You are
now.
Amazing, and you give us all a little spark of courage.
You are Dreamcaster.
You could say that. You could say that when Misao, he was a bit against about going to rescue you to the Zoogers, but then he grabbed onto that little spark of courage, and he decided, "Fuck it, I'm gonna go save my new future friends," and he just fucking did it, and it was amazing.
The funny thing was, I was thinking the same thing when I was watching the episode.
Exactly!
And I was just like, I thought that you were so cool, and then you turned out to be like me, and it was weird, because I was just like, you can do better than this, you're not like me. And then, he's like, I thought for a second, like, he can be like me, but he can also be cool, I guess.
And you're also cool! Like, remember, you don't have the powers of, like, three animal-human,
well,
like,
what I was
dudes.
Thinking.
Yeah, but you have your amazing talents, you have your own powers, and it's... Like, be happy for that. Like, it's fucking awesome.
You have your amazing art skills that will be contributing to the Cast Ranger game.
No, you got Nintality.
I
no, God, no. No, you don't want Nintality.
Imagination!
Yeah, imagination, that's good.
I genuinely don't know how, what to say right now. Like, I'm completely speechless. And
actually,
you guys are really sweet.
Quickly, look what Emily fucking sketched of us. It's you and me together. This picture of me and Ichi just, like, typical how we would be together in a picture. And it's fan-fucking-tastic. Anthony, I'm going to send you the picture. Put it in... Or, no, you can't put it
on... I'm like, this is the audio-only one.
We'll put this on the Cast Ranger Facebook page, but it's fucking awesome. It's just a picture of me and Ichi together, because, like, we're best friends.
Okay, first thing we have to discuss.
Okay.
Oh, my fucking God. The best and funniest thing ever in this whole episode. So, you know how we talked about, apparently, how he communicates with the Zoomans inside his mind? Yeah, apparently that's not real. Those are just his delusions.
Also,
he's insane, and I love it.
No,
it's hilarious.
Also,
no offense.
Those humans are dead.
Yeah, they're straight up dead.
They're fucking dead. When Janet, he killed them and took their powers.
They're dead. Different timeline. Deceased. Up in space. Their bodies are fucking crushed. Oh.
These are exes.
And every time they're talking to him, it's him trying to rationale in his own psyche. Right. That is hilarious.
I was just possessed by an evil giant-ass alien. I just got back my free will. Who the fuck am I?
Also, I wish Cell was here. I wish Cell was here, but, like, last week he was like, oh, watch, like, Zilla World's character is, like, now he's like, oh, I feel horrible for the things that, evil things that I've done. I don't deserve to be with you guys. Exactly why. Exactly it.
Yeah.
So, Cell called it once again. But no, it's just...
You gotta stop calling shit.
But no, Misa's amazing. Like, he, Yamato brings him back to the fucking treehouse, and then, like, he doesn't have a shirt on. He's like, do you want some clothes? No. I don't deserve your clothes. I don't deserve to wear them. And I'm like...
And then Yamato's just like, no, you can put the fucking shirt on. And I'm like,
fucking shirt on.
Hits him with it. And I'm like, you put the shirt on.
Ellie, you had something about Leo. So
yeah,
I forgot what it was.
It was funny how Leo was so exasperated by Misa. And all I could think was, man, this is probably how they all feel about me.
Oh, no.
No, we fucking love you.
Okay, here, I'll grant you this one thing. You need to stop apologizing so much.
It's actually funny because that's what Yamato says to Maso in the preview.
She's Canadian. Apologizing is what we do best. I'm sorry for being sorry.
Have a donut.
No, that's giving me like PTSD to like apologizing to my parents as a teenager. I'm sorry. Stop saying you're sorry. What else am I supposed to say?
I'm sorry.
That happens a lot, honestly, where it's like you can't say anything else that works. Like, it's either I'm sorry or I apologize. If you can't say anything else to apologize to.
What do you have to say for yourself? Oops.
No, just that scene from Spaceballs. I'm sorry. Don't be sorry. Be quiet. I'm sorry. So then there's just many scenes later where like he's just like trying to be like, no, I'm bad or whatever like that, and then like Yamato has like a hard time talking with him, and he's like, hey, I have two Zumans inside of me, like I have their powers too. Yeah, but yours were willingly given to you. Mine were killed and like just forcibly put on me, so don't give me that bullshit. And Yamato's like, true say, man.
I'd also like to point out that there was a very interesting kind of breaking of tropes. Like, every time an evil ranger joins the good side, that's pretty much the end of it. But no, Genis was like, no, bring him back here. Fuck you.
No, yeah, he took them, sure, like him being a good guy, kind of well, like at first. He's like, he's not mine anymore.
Bring back my broken toy.
Alright, yeah, bring him back, I want him.
Bring him back.
I made it.
I want to play with him, bro.
It's like when your mother like donates something of yours to Goodwill, and you're like, I love that thing.
Bring it back.
Yeah, it's like when my parents donated my N64 to Goodwill without like.
Ouch.
Like, sort of with my knowledge, but I didn't think. I was like, why did I do that? Why did I let them donate my green N64?
Oh. You know what's funny about Misao in the treehouse? Mm-hmm. After he's like, oh no, I don't deserve this, he like runs out the door and they're about to chase after him, and then he like comes back in, dodges them, and run and rebails out another door.
No. That's not the exit.
Somehow I never noticed the
door's
that.
Right here.
Thank you.
I didn't notice that.
But no, it's just like, Misao's such an amazing character so far, just because like he has so much inner conflict, and he has so much guilt, and he feels so bad for what he did.
Do I deserve to get rest?
Do I deserve to rest? Like, at the end of the episode, like, Yamato's like, yo, you should come out for lunch. Oh my god, you're gonna let me have a call of lunch for you? When? Oh my god, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to be, like, excited like that. I don't deserve to have lunch with all of you. And Leo's just like, are you fucking what the fuck's up with this guy?
That was when we went to freaking Burger's
Prince. And Tusk is just like, Tusk is, yeah. And when, like, like, at the beginning, they're all introducing their names. And he's just like, Tusk, I fucking don't like you. I'm like, another reason I don't like you, Tusk, you're a fucking prick.
And you know, and we saw next week is going to be the episode where they have to get along.
No, it's like, Yamato's more like, you know what you need to stop, you know what you need to apologize for? Your fucking manners.
Right, they just fought Azald and Kubar. Yeah, Azald and Kubar just like, they did their own thing.
No, but like, halfway through the fight, just Bowling Gen flies back in. No, and it's like, no, hey, remember me, fuckers!
Before that, it's just, they're about to kill Kubar. And then, like,
he uses Zold as a shield.
Oh, right! They're like,
it's not a big deal, you're immortal!
They're like, oh, right, so the world, like, you know, saved him and stuff, and then he's just like, I'm sorry! I didn't mean to! And I'm just like, you! God damn it!
Yeah, then the Bowling Monster came back. He's like, remember me, fuckers? It's like, oh, yeah.
Watch, there's just gonna be an episode where, like, Zoo of the World, like, shows up all of them, and it's like, hey, that was my guy! I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that. I don't deserve your friendship.
I don't deserve you to take your kill.
You want to know the shocking part? This is the second time that the Zoo just forgot about a monster.
Misao's just gonna be anti-Tsurugi. I am the man who does not stand at the top waiting in line.
Yeah.
Shit like that. But yeah, so, like, all the Zoomins that got his powers from, they're all in his head. It's fucking silly, but kind of funny as well. And at one point, like, he's, like, talking to them, turns around, back into the real world. He's there!
And then, no,
we curse you!
And, yeah, that was all just him being self-delusional.
Yeah, and just full of fucking guilt, and he's like, Because you're just making us feel, make you feel bad. Like, stop making us make you feel bad.
Which is extra hilarious when he steps into the warehouse and Yamato was like, oh, I thought you were going to come. I listened to the rhino.
And they're just all like,
what?
All right.
I really hope they play more of that into, like, their conversations.
The rhino told me to. Yeah,
with the zoom-ins and stuff. I'm just thinking to myself, like, where the fuck's Larry?
Larry's traveling the world.
Yeah. Fuck it. V Cinema. Larry and Cube.
No, Larry.
European Adventures.
Larry gets his zoom-in power back and becomes Gorilla.
No, now if there's an episode where Larry comes back, Larry just needs to walk, make a circle around Misao, and it's like, hey, he's walking around the world.
Oh my god, that was...
Wow!
All around the world! Statues come... anyways, we get an awesome transformation of fucking Zoo of the World, and I still
so
love that he fucking does, like, the knee press, which, by the time this episode comes out, my birthday will have already passed, because it's on July the 10th on a Sunday, so I'm 27, yay, I'm fucking old as shit. Ichi's getting me Zoo of the Light, so I'll have that by then, so probably by next week's Cats Ranger, I'll be using it in the podcast, because I used to play with toys, I don't give a fuck.
But yeah, really? I love how he... Sorry, go ahead.
I just said that's really cool.
Yeah. No, I can't wait to fucking get that
I
thing.
Love how he comes up with the Sekai no Oja line
yes!
by himself.
Yeah.
And
he's
Leo's
like,
hey.
I am Sekai no Oja. No, and Leo's just like, fucking prick.
He's like, wow, way to be snarky on the
Yeah,
way
to be
though.
Fucking snarky. And I'm just like...
We're champions of certain regional zones. I'm champion of the world.
No, I just love what he said to you. He's just
I'm
like, Sekai no Oja.
His name is the world.
Yeah, no, it does. I just think
the world.
It's funny how everyone reacted to it.
But yeah, this episode, it's funny.
Zord
fight.
We're not done yet. Kuar fucking fought a lot, which was awesome. He's a fencer, so
have
he's...
Have we seen him fight before? Because he has a rapier. I don't remember.
Gar told me that he's apparently a fusion between another monster and Baron Nero from Tokyo
No, he's just a redesign of Baron Nero.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
That makes sense.
That's still cool.
Yeah.
How he went from beak to up and down light face.
You
know
what I was kind of hoping? Because this is the first time we've ever seen Kuobara really angry. I was kind of hoping that his, like, elevator light face would, like, speed up when he was angry.
No, just turned red.
Or turned red, yeah.
Red
yeah.
That would have been funny.
Red circle of death.
Yeah.
Or in that case, oh,
red pixel of death.
Accidentally said screen, I meant circle.
Yeah, it's fine. So yeah, the Zord fight was pretty great. We got to see Crocodile and Wolf fight individually.
Yeah,
I thought they were cool.
The Zord fight.
The Crocodile Zord fucking ate a bunch of the fucking Magnavore jet fighters and then they exploded in them.
It burped and just burped.
Yeah.
And then the Wolf can summon like...
Supersonic
howls, so yeah, that was pretty cool.
Mech fights are just mad now.
You know
what?
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh no, I'm sorry, you go first.
The dumb part of the fight is like when he's fighting Bolingan as Tosai Zuo, and then like he apparently has the power to like spawn Zuland building cubes, and he sets them up like pins, and then Bolingan like throws himself at them, and then for some reason the only pin left is 9, 8, and 7 in a tower formation, and then he immediately goes back to fucking. Tosai.
How would 7 work? Because that's connected to the truck, isn't it?
No, the point is, when in that shot where right after he bowled the other buildings, it was just cube rhinos with 8 and 7 stacked on top of the front of the vehicle.
Oh.
Fucking nice.
and then he like immediately awkward cuts back to Tosai Zuo. And I'm like, what was the point of that?
So
to make a you missed the pin joke?
Yeah.
That was kind of stretching.
please excuse
my voice is
dying. Coughing. It's just, it's really,
I'm good.
It's been really hot.
So then Misao just decides, no, I'm gonna go off and do my own thing for a little bit.
Call me if you need me.
Yeah, decides. Yeah, he's like, I'll just be there when you need me. I promise.
I always like, call me if you need me. Do you have a number?
What was that line he said? No, before he like.
Call me if you need me, if you want
to
reach me.
He's like, I must fight to make up for my crimes.
I will atone for my sins
by fighting
to defend the world.
And I was like, that's like one of the coolest lines I've ever heard from a
Sentai. Oh, no, you know what the coolest line from him was this episode? His catchphrase when he defeated the monster. This is the end of your world!
Oh.
Wow. That was badass! Right. And the names of all his attacks, Zuo World the Crash and Tosai Triple the Beast, those are badass names!
So, what's cool is he decides to go on his own and he's like staying by like a riverside. Like, I think the same riverside where like Tusk and Yamato camped out that like in episode 2.
And he somehow has his jacket with the black, gray, and gold on it.
I guess I just think he made it.
He probably went home.
So he
already had that.
Yeah. Yeah. He made some plushies of the Zoogers,
which we now know are actually being released.
But honestly, that's another thing that kind of reminded me of Emily. I feel like okay.
He's
you have a lot of stuffed toys, right? I'm assuming.
Also,
he's the creative type. No, do you talk to them, interact with them, and stuff? Like, they make you feel comfortable and stuff. That
yes.
Cool. No, you know what? That's a really.
Oh my god! I bet you he's gonna like talk to them to like therapeutically work through his problem.
I also like to think that Emily has just like you know Cast Ranger plushies, and she goes, "Well, she's like, should I do well on the podcast this week, you guys?
Wow!
Thanks.
You just went like all the way up your own ass.
I'm just kidding.
Full insertion.
Can you make plushies of us?
I would try, but they probably would not look even slightly.
Don't
good.
Even go to the effort. And
oh, I'm sorry, I completely forgot to make this an extra. So, as you all are aware of, I am in the. What's in the works for me is getting a pink caster icon made.
I saw.
From my buddy True Commodore O's or Reggie, my buddy Reggie on Twitter. But I am also going to get him to make me a Pink Ranger figure art, or Pink Caster figure art, and also a Pink Caster pop vinyl. That's right, everyone. I'm going to collect myself.
That's so cool.
Greatest fucking thing I ever thought of.
I
was so happy that fucking night when I thought of it.
I might just have a blue caster figure art made. That's enough for me.
Well,
I'm not into the pop figures.
No, but when I get my Gengar Catcher, I'm giving you the DX Columbus, and then you can use your other Columbus to get a blue caster icon made.
Yeah.
Unless you want to get like a Newton icon or something to use that for the base.
Well, what sounds are is it going to make it?
Oh, for mine, it's just going to be Himiko, because I'm using a Himiko icon for it. But that's fine. It's honestly more the aesthetic that I'm more happy about. But yes, I'm going to fucking collect myself and make custom things. It's going to be fucking awesome.
And he's
going to
play with himself.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I had to say that joke.
It'd be funny if we eventually had, a whole stack of, Cast Ranger figure arts, and we could use it to make, stop motion animation.
Oh, that would be so cool.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm being...
No,
whatever. So, next week, what's going to be my two awkward guys again?
Tusk and Misao buddy episode.
Oh.
Also, Cube Komori, the batarang.
God, so it's gonna be episode 2 all over again. Tusk doesn't like a person, and then they're just forcibly buddy up together.
They never said, they never said that it's going to be a must Misao and Tusk episode. It was just by luck that in the preview, he was on top of Tusk. That didn't come out right. We're gonna go into the feature topic now.
But
Misao's gonna ride the elephant.
Yeah. Long story short, it's really cool that there is a Sentai hero that especially one that Emily can relate to. So that's really fucking cool. And maybe as Misao grows, maybe you can grow as well along with him.
I'm honestly really honored by that. I think that I really believe in him. I'm not really sure if I believe in me, but I believe in him.
Believe in the world.
No. Believe in the him that believes in you.
You fucker, I was just about to use that reference.
Believe in the us.
Maybe
in
one
you.
Day, Emily, he can be part of your world. Oh, hashtag Disney joke.
I mean, Dreamcast is literally a Disney reference.
Right?
So.
Sank it.
I'm wearing Stitch socks.
Yeah, you are.
What the fuck was that?
I was trying to do my Stitch impression.
Isn't it ultra light?
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gar, you want to schwa us into the feature topic?
Is that a verb
now? Out of here now.
Yes.
Yeah, schwa is
no, you can stay here if you want.
Yeah, we don't want to be less than 3 people.
Wait, what? That's not fair.
Raven's gone. Oh, yeah.
Less than 3 people.
Less
that
than
makes,
4, sorry.
That makes it sound... I thought you were making a Gar joke.
Gar, schwa us out of there.
Schwa!
Featured topic.
Yeah. All right. Fuck it, we're gonna talk about the 40th anniversary special of Ultraman.
Ultraman Mobius, it's fucking cool.
I just love how the logo sequence is like, Ultraman, Infinite, X, Mobius.
Yeah, Mobius. Ow! Oh!
It's Mabius, you dumb fucks.
Maybe it's Mabius?
It's Mebius. M-E-B-I-U-S.
No, the subs kept spelling it as M-O-E-I-B-U-S.
Well, they also said that, you know,
the crawfish wasn't going to appear in the movie.
And there was a crawfish?
Crayfish. He was acting pretty cray-cray.
Cray-cray.
Yeah. This monster that you're seeing a picture of right now, not going to be in the movie.
Totally.
Some crayfish, not going to be in the movie. The editor lied to us.
But yeah,
fucking Fushigi.
The actual first thing of Ultraman that I've watched, so you feel free to laugh at my not knowing about Ultraman.
Don't
That's
worry.
Okay, my first introduction to Ultraman was the Tiga dub, so.
I was like, we don't know too much more.
Yeah, like, I'm up here. You guys are on the way there.
Gar, you're on the HNL.
Emily's just, woo!
Yeah, I'm below poop.
So, Ultraman Mobius, tell us about
Mebius. Mebius!
It's Mebius.
I'm sorry, the subs poisoned me.
Alright, basically, Ultraman Mebius as a series, it takes place 25 years in the future after Ultraman Nexus, in which monsters haven't really attacked. Until now, apparently.
Oh.
Until now!
So, father of Ultra, like the father of Ultraman, he basically sends down the youngest one, Ultraman Mebius, to learn
your
about
father,
the
Ultraman.
Now yours, your father.
to learn about the humans and stuff. Okay. In which, instead of killing somebody or taking a dead corpse, he turns himself into a human.
Okay.
They could have
better
done
than
this.
Leeching off a dead corpse. Like, but I guess yeah, they should have.
So you're telling me
time.
They could have done this whole time?
But the idea is Hayata was dying, so he did that to save him.
But yeah. Oh, yeah, Hayata's in this.
Yeah, all four old Ultramen, the Ultra Kyodai, are a featured set of characters.
Yes, there's Hayata, aka Ultraman. Don't remember his name, Ultra 7. Don't remember his name, Ultraman Jack. And don't remember his name, Ultraman Ace. I am terribly sorry, but...
Oh, wow, Gar. Your Ultraman knowledge is very, very good.
Hey, don't hate me, because... people don't want to sub the shows.
What was that guy from Ryuki's name again? You know Ryuki?
Shinji.
I know.
Yeah, that's because the show is sub, but just some people just don't care. Or it's more or less they just don't want to sub Ultraman. So their name...
You could have wikied the names while we were watching, Gar.
Well, I was lazy.
So it's getting late, so we're just going to quickly, like... not talk about everything in the movie because there's a lot.
Yeah, my mom's gonna kill me.
Yeah, right. So we're just gonna quickly run down it.
Big bad monster, right. Ukilosaurus. Okay. Stupid fucking name.
You know,
if
we'll
you
each,
can't kill it, seal
okay.
it.
We'll each quickly go by person by person, just our overall opinions of the movie. So I'll go first. All right, because I'm here. Best part of the movie was the dog, Art.
Yeah.
Entirely the best. He got a little uniform of, yeah. By the way, the name of the fucking organization in this movie is called, or the show is called Guys.
These guys
are useless. They say this thing apparently called, like, every time they say, like, over and out, they say G.I.G. And so everyone's like, what the fuck does that mean? And I'm like, got it, guys. And Gar's just like, ah! So that was actually cool. So I might actually use that guy a lot. So I'm just gonna be like, G.I.G. guys.
G.I.G.
G.I.G. is the new
G.T. My overall opinion of this movie was, it was cool. Like, Mebius is a pretty awesome guy. It's kind of funny that, like, you know, these four amazing Ultramen, like, they seal away this monster, decide, oh, fuck, we should do something to help the main hero, get themselves trapped and their asses kicked again, and then just through the power of two other Ultramen coming and saving them.
Ultraman Zaffi and Ultraman Taro.
Yes, they win, and they beat the monster. But the monster was cool. I didn't really... pay attention to the plot too much,
the
but
plot.
it was still a cool yeah whatever yeah it was plot and then it was plot so overall I thought it was a cool movie. Maybe it's a pretty cool guy, but honestly there's a shot where like you see all five Ultramen together and I'm like, God, they all look the same.
Ultra Sentai.
Like the only one difference was just like Ultra 7 doesn't have an orb energy thingy on his chest. He has
it on
his head and
it's
apparently glows like green or something when it's dying. So.
It just...
The villains of this movie are all hilariously stupid.
Oh yeah, the chicken monster.
There was, like, the crayfish monster was named Temperer, so I'm pretty sure that was a joke on Tempura.
That, and, you know, he's an emperor.
Yeah, no, I got that. There was one that was just straight up a butthole with a body, and it was voiced by fucking Frieza. There was the third one, which I'm referring to as the fucking ice cream chicken, who had the power to make clones of himself. Oh my god.
Yep.
They drugged the tea. Someone drank butthole. We saw a fucking actor who played the Freeze Roidmute as the mayor. It was amazing.
Oh yeah, that was awesome. Confirm that.
We haven't even mentioned that the dog was literally crushed by a rock and
survived. With no explanation.
And it literally just, and I honestly thought this is foreshadowing. It has to be, but no.
There was no payoff to that.
No, there was. Boomer it was a it, yeah, Boomer. It was a Boomer will live moment.
One of the Ultraman's henchmen with fucking glasses. The great precursor to Jungle Fury. What else?
And one just was like, oh, my partner here is fucking... that I fuse with isn't here. I'm just gonna fucking do it myself. Double ring power.
Whenever Ultraman Mebius, like, henchmed or did his attacks, we all just went, Chozetsu! Ninja!
Ninja!
The fucking Frieza monster's final form is somewhat between Genus, Apocalypse, and Omega Flowey.
and the Hydra from fucking Hercules.
And it had a Fize blaster shooting laser butthole.
And also Dr. Octopus's tentacle.
Laser butthole.
They kidnapped, like, the sister of the kid, and she somehow appeared in the head crystal of the monster they unsealed. How did she get there? And then Ultraman rescued her by flying right at her directly at top speed.
I think, honestly, no. Yeah, you saw in the glint of her eyes this Ultraman
just,
maybe flying towards her, and I bet her entire life flashed before her eyes.
Like, and then he comes at her with his fist and then rips through the ass of the giant monster with her in hand, and I'm like, oh!
I'm sure she was also like,
Also, that woman, the sister, apparently one of her credentials is she got into guys at 14. It's late and I'm stupid.
No, it's great.
Emily, it's your turn to talk about the movie.
Go.
What do I have to say? This is the first Ultraman thing I've ever actually watched.
Does it make you want to watch more?
Actually, yes. I kind of loved it.
Well, dude, we happen to know there's a female.
I'll give you this thing. The fights are way the fuck more exciting than the fucking 66 series.
Fuck you. The 66 ones were amazing.
We're going to toss it around.
But between the dog being crushed and being fine, the freaking Gwen Stacy neck snap rescue, and the fact that the villains looked like things from like a really, really half-assed Silent Hill game.
Things from the butt! Say butthole on this show, Emily, it's okay.
It was a Silent Hill game in which the main character's trauma involved anuses.
Wait, say it again, what was that?
That was so stupid.
No, say it again?
Character designs from a Silent Hill game in which the protagonist's trauma involved anuses.
Trauma, yeah, that's the name of this week's episode. Trauma involved anuses.
Or
I'm just gonna
CIA.
I'm just gonna put anus trauma.
Yeah, just write a note, anus trauma.
There you go. Woo! Hashtag Amos, anus right. Trauma.
Amos trauma?
Yeah,
Amos
trauma.
He's the next Gamma.
Yeah.
I'm so dumb.
All right, Gar, what did you think of the Mebius?
Lay down the official opinion, Gar.
You're the cool man.
It's a masterpiece.
You have 2 minutes.
It's
go.
A bastard piece. Right.
Ultraman Mebius itself is good. Crew is good.
Crew.
Guys didn't do fucking anything.
They're the science patrol. They don't do shit.
We saw, like, these shots of, like, the Zords they were flying, and I'm like, oh, are they gonna combine?
Yeah,
and they never did!
I'd like to quickly counter your argument with the fact that the science patrol from original Ultraman defeated the final monster in the last episode.
The final episode.
So fuck
this
you.
Shit. All right.
So fuck you.
maybe it's got a new form by using the powers... By using the powers of like 600 Ultraman. There were 7 of them, and somehow they still fucking lost.
Yeah, so then Emily and I thought of, like, wait, so this new form maybe has the power of 7 Ultraman, so he is now Ultra. Man. Mebius.
I just called him Mega Ultraman. By the way, maybe we should point
you
out
you
that
you want to know the funniest part? Ultraman Mebius, Infinity Form.
Yeah.
That's
Mugen! Yeah, he kept doing the Mugen symbol constantly.
Every time
like,
he did a special attack. But, you know...
Mobius strip reference.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. But you know what we may not have mentioned that I should point out?
Oh.
You know what we should point out? The fact that we watched the movie and not the series.
Because the movie was the 40th anniversary project.
That's why we watched it.
Yeah.
If you want to watch the series, it's on Crunchyroll. Support official relays. It's a masterpiece. 10 stars. I'm tired. I have to work at 11.
Go watch Ultraman.
Go watch Ultraman Mobius.
So this has been episode... I don't fucking know what this is.
Episode 110 of Cast Ranger.
This is 110?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. All right. So this is episode 110 of Cast Ranger. Emily, thank you for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me, so guys.
You are welcome literally anytime.
You will always give us that little spark of courage.
Next week...
I don't deserve that at all.
Yes,
we're
going to
talk about Ultraman Zero.
Are we?
Yes.
That's how much interest I have.
Zero.
Thanks for listening.
He has a giant noggin.
That's terrible.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Good night.
Bye.
As always, find us on castranger.podbean.com, and you can figure out the rest from there.
Shwah!